Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Cross in for Antonia Gonzalez. On Saturday, the U.S. Senate confirmed the nomination of Brian Newland to Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs. Newland is the former president of the Babe Mills Indian Community based in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. A major step recently in advancing the Métis peoples of Manitoba right to self-government. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the province's Métis Federation has signed a recognition and implementation agreement.
The deal recognizes the Métis of Manitoba people's right to self-government. It also recognizes the Federation's authority over citizenship, leadership selection, elections, and the running of their government on behalf of the Métis of Manitoba. It's a step that lays out what happens next to recognize the MMF as an Indigenous government under Canadian law. David Chartrand, the president of the MMF, says justice is now being achieved and it's something his people have fought for.
We've always been a government and no one will ever take that from us. We are the only truly recognized government province-wide in this country of Canada. That is a powerful statement being made by Canada. This is a legal, legitimate document. And I hope that every party listening out there, I ask you now, if you're going to challenge this agreement, challenge it now.
But not all are as satisfied as Chartrand. The Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs says Ottawa did not consider the implications to the inherent and treaty rights of First Nations. As the original treaty partners of the Crown, they argue First Nations have yet to be given the right to self-governance. Chief Arlen Duma says Canada has now clearly signaled it prioritizes the Métis over First Nations, people who claim rights and land that have existed long before the Métis came to be. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
This summer, Canada closed most of British Columbia's commercial salmon fisheries. Declining stocks were to blame for the drastic conservation measures. As KSTK's Sage Smiley reports, Southeast Alaska shares coastline and transboundary rivers with BC. So what could this mean for the region?
Department of Fisheries and Oceans Canada, the federal agency that manages Canada's fisheries, effectively ended the 2021 commercial salmon season on the West Coast in late June. Canada's fishing industry was stunned, says BC Seafood Alliance Executive Director Christina Burridge.
First Nations have harvested salmon forever, and post-contact salmon canneries are what in a sense built this province. And to be now in this situation seems really tragic to me.
The closure came just weeks after Canada announced a more than $500 million plan to revitalize its flagging Pacific salmon stocks in BC and Yukon Territory. So what does Canada's salmon shutdown mean for its Alaska neighbors? From a marketing standpoint, not much, says McKinley Research Analyst Dan Lesh in Juneau.
Alaska dwarfs BC, and so anything that happens in those markets is not going to be a big impact on our fisheries.
BC's largest wild salmon market is Chinook, about 14% of the global market in recent years. But its shares of the other four salmon species represent less than 2% of worldwide production. State fisheries managers say BC's experience isn't likely to be repeated in Alaska. Drastic measures like widespread closures aren't in the nature of Alaska's dynamic management, where biologists can time openings at will. U.S. states and Canadian provinces work cooperatively to co-manage transboundary salmon runs through the Pacific Salmon Treaty. But the Canadian government says the shutdown on their end likely won't affect current allocations, as the treaty won't be renegotiated until 2028. For National Native News in Wrangell, Alaska, I'm Sage Smiley.
Celebrated artist and Cherokee National Treasure Laureen Drywater died July 30th. She was 89. Drywater was known for her buffalo grass dolls and as an expert seamstress of traditional clothing. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. This show is supported by the FX original series, Reservation Dogs. From Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi, Reservation Dogs follows the adventures of four indigenous teens in rural Oklahoma. Reservation Dogs, now streaming exclusively FX on Hulu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.